Clinicians, your patients and clients choose who they trust. A podcast can help you build that trust and save you time before anyone contacts your practice. Before you press record, it's my free checklist. You can get it now over at tobygoodman.com. In this episode, I'm going to share exactly what to do to create podcast episodes for your healthcare practice that are useful forever. Hi, it's Toby Goodman from tobygoodman.com. Now, once you start doing this, you don't need to sit down for hours and create content in addition to the work you're doing, because you're already doing it. You simply need to notice what's already happening. Picture the scene. It won't be difficult. You're in a conversation. Someone asks a question, you answer it. And as you're explaining it, you're saying to yourself, I've said this before. Maybe, you hope, you don't sound dull or bored by what you already know you know. That is the moment. You don't need to stop and record it there and then. That would be potentially very strange behaviour. But just make a note. For me, that's usually a quick note, a voice note if I'm between things. Sometimes I'll text message it to myself. You're not trying to build a completely new content ecosystem because you're too busy for that, but you are capturing it. Do that a few times and you'll have a shortlist. When you come to record, keep it simple. Take one question and answer it clearly, the way you would if someone were sitting in front of you. You don't need to dress it up or make it sound like a podcast. You're speaking to an audience of many ones. My friend and mentor, Julian Treasure, talks about listening positions. You're speaking into the listening of one person. And knowing who? That's easy because you've just had the conversation. An anxious patient, a concerned friend or family member, a child. That's who you're speaking to. If you're unsure whether something is worth recording, ask yourself, would I send this to someone? If the answer is yes, it's worth recording. Once it's recorded, you can start using it. Before a conversation, after an appointment, instead of repeating the same thing over and again. That's it. You don't need a long list or to get this perfect. You just need a few of those recorded properly so they can be used. That's why the way I work is based around short, focused sprints with my busy clients whose time is best spent improving and often even saving lives and having enough energy to do so by taking time off. Together, we identify the questions that matter, record them properly, and make sure they're easy to use across the practice. That is what building an asset is, and that is also a massive time save for you and your team. In the next episode, I'll share more about how you can use podcasts internally without breaking any laws or publicly sharing IP that needs to be protected, all to support your internal communication. Thanks so much for listening. For more episodes, resources, and how this can be applied in your practice, including ways I can support you, head over to tobygoodman.com/thepractice.